podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone and welcome to Happy episode 5. And we watched the Eri episode, I Will Punch You, basically.
I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And yeah, so... as I said, I'm not doing any more solo episodes, so I only just watched this episode now, and I watched the sub, and it was good. I liked it.
It was alright. It was probably the least interesting one thus far, but it had its charms to it, I guess.
I really liked it.
You know what really helps, actually?
Yeah, what?
I only have to watch all these once.
Yep.
I think that's helping a lot.
Yeah, and we get to watch it, and we get to record, and the recording's pretty casual. We don't have to, like, organize notes. And the
Biz Cash Fry.
Basically, except it's not Friday, it's Sunday.
Biz Cash Fry all day.
And, yeah, it takes about 20 minutes to record, which is good. Favorite things? What were your favorite things?
I don't know, I guess... Every time I was like, what about this? They would immediately address it.
Yeah.
Like, Gatchman saying Leviathan and not freezing. And I yelled at the screen, and then they were like, hey, you didn't freeze.
Yeah, so that's really good. It's not like leaving plot holes that make us upset.
And look, the absolute favorite thing was when Dokemon actually realized and his control scheme was a game controller floating in the air.
Yeah, I freaked out at that. I really loved that. I didn't think about how other Atmon would need that because we've only ever seen it once. So to see it again was just kind of like, oh, that's right. This is unique, because they're talking about fighting together. I'm like, no, well, she's just going to stand there, isn't she? No, it's Atmon. She does something, and she moves the... It's so cool.
Now, it's not as cool as the other one. It's not as cool as, like,
she
okay...
She kicks it.
No, it's not as cool as, it's like, cool. Search for the thing and show that you're intelligent.
Yeah.
He said, press right and then kick. And so she pressed right once, then she kicked the kick button, presumably.
Well, she punched the right button, and then she kicked.
And then Dokemon did a lot of punches. So, I don't know. Not really sure why right kick was the...
Well, when you play fighting games, sometimes you can press something, and even though you press the kick, it just sort of does the super.
Let me tell you right now, having played a few fighting games...
Many.
If you do a special move with one of the kick buttons, your special move is going to be kick-based.
Okay, good point. And I just thought that was really cool. Now I was actually going to say that was my favorite thing as well. It was just... And also, like, you were saying, oh, they're not usually using strategy, but then you said it made sense that didn't.
Well, yeah, what I said specifically was, I've praised every other episode because they got really creative about how they beat the bad guy. They didn't just win by punching them super hard, but it's kind of fair when the action fighting game one wins by punching really hard.
And I hope that they only have the action ones as the ones that involve lots of punching.
And they, obviously, they struggle a little bit more with the fashion Digimon, because it's hard for it to, like, fight with fashion. But they switched their clothes out at the beginning. It was funny. And then mostly it was throwing pins and different stuff. But it was all very fashion-themed. It wasn't like... A lot of Digimon stuff will be... The Digimon is themed, but they'll throw a random blast or something.
Yeah, and...
And they didn't yell any specific names of moves. They had multiple unique moves.
Yeah, but they're just all kind of, like, just moves. What I really liked is that because Dressmon had the ability to change her clothes, she changed to something that was the latest trend, but it also made it harder to run in. And Eri addresses that. She says, hey, it's really hard to run in this outfit. It's so cute, but it's so hard to run in. And that's pretty strategic, really.
Sort of. The problem with that, I guess, is that we'd shown outside of this that the fashion that is being presented is often really out there. It has nothing to do with the latest fashion trends, i.e. the presenter who's got the tuxedo shirt and then no pants.
Yeah.
So you'd think that the fashion model would be able to put them into stuff that's really, really problematic to run around in.
Like a big suit of armor or something.
Yeah.
Probably not a suit of armor, because that'll make you stronger, but it'll slow you down a bit.
On, like, Eri, he would be fun and hard to move.
Or, like, big block boots or something. And she throws pins, and that's really violent, but I kind of like it because it makes sense that she throws pins, and it's quite threatening. And I also
threatening.
And I'm just like, oh, I really like this episode. I'm glad that we finally get another Apple Drive user. I hope that she's useful, because sometimes I worry about, you know, what if they don't make the girls useful? What if, like, they just become damsel in distresses? I hope that's not the case, because Eri seems pretty, like, competent.
I'm still trying to work out her character. It's a bit, it's been difficult. She has two personalities. She has her idol personality,
yeah,
where she's yelling really loudly and she's always talking about punching people and she's very aggressive. And it's her regular personality, which is obviously much more down to earth. I'm trying to work out is, because there's a moment where she's doing her whole idol thing and everyone's staring at her like, this is a show, but you are doing this too much. Now, I can't tell if she's embarrassing herself on purpose, like that's her character and she's doing that to entertain people, or if she's not aware and she's doing her whole idol thing, but it's actually doing a bad job. I can't tell.
Well, when we first see Eri and she's talking, and I was just thinking, oh no, she sounds really bad. Like, it doesn't seem real what she's saying. And I was like, oh no, she's going to annoy me the whole season, isn't she? But then later on when we know the real Eri, she sounds fine. And that's because the idol Eri isn't actually her real personality. She's putting on an act.
Hey, that's okay. If you're not going to find her annoying for the rest of the season, you're sure as hell going to find Dokomon annoying.
Oh, I hope not. I like that he's different from Gatchmon, because I was worried that he'd just be, you know, Gatchmon with a different skin.
The blue.
Yeah. And I don't want him to have a different personality. Well, Gatchmon is quite fun. He's not annoying.
It's weird, though, because it's Gatchmon who never calms down.
Yeah.
Because Gatchmon is like this sometimes.
Mm.
But even right next to it, Gatchmon looks really serious.
Yeah, and in this episode, Gatchmon was really immature.
But he wasn't. When he was like, when she was pulling out all the bits of it from her bag to finally get to the chip, he's like, I want to see it! And he's like flopping around on the chair.
Even though he has Nabimon.
Then he regretted it.
Yeah. And then Dokomon didn't shut up.
Nabimon's not his friend. They never got over it.
Yeah, well, they fused last episode.
Yeah, but they never got over it.
And I think I liked the plus one where they actually, instead of just him being like a behind him, just like a ghost sort of thing, they actually kind of fused and he got the gloves.
Yeah.
And it was almost like the Card Slash when they use the Digimon on their Digimon and then, you know, they get that attack or they get that weapon. And
no, it's like when they use the items. Yeah. But it's a mixture between when they use the items and when they use the Digimon, because it's not one or the other, but it's the best part of both of them.
Yeah, and he gets the punching gloves.
And you know what? It's fair that he couldn't get the message one, because there's nothing to attach from the message one.
It's kind of like a barrel of message gun, I guess.
Well, like when he spun and all of the messages went with him.
Any other positives?
No, look, this episode was really straightforward, and honestly, I think the basic plot of it was not that interesting.
It was fun to watch.
It's, look, there's another Apple Drive user. Let's sneak into an idol show. And then we just did, because we're 13 and we can totally do that.
I'm pretty sure that the dog costume they were sneaking in at was a black and white dog, but then when we saw it later on, it becomes
black and white footage of a camera.
But Gatchmon was in colour, I was pretty sure.
No.
Oh, okay.
You're wrong.
And yeah, I don't think I have any more positives. It was just really enjoyable to watch. I really like how the Apply idols are basically kind of like Atmon, and they're all based off a different app. Any negatives?
I found Dokomon super annoying.
Yeah, that's only thing.
That's fairly clear.
That's like the closest thing I get to a negative. I really like this episode. While it wasn't as good as episode 3 and episode 4, it was still fine.
It's the worst one so far.
Really? You think it's worse than episode 2 and 1?
Yeah.
Because those episodes were good, but like, I'm just...
I think it's worse.
Really? Oh.
I think it's less interesting.
I found it quite fun. But I guess I can see that it... I don't know, like, yeah, it wasn't as fun as the other episodes, but I still found it fun. I liked having a different character. I'm looking forward to seeing what their relationship will be like. I'm hoping they don't force a relationship, because I really don't like forcing relationships.
They're 13.
Yeah?
Also, they're rivals, because she has the blue one.
Yeah, well, yeah, like Rookie and Ducato, blue and red. And except
they're
for
basically rivals.
Except for Daisuke and Yoli. Yoli has red and Daisuke has blue.
That makes no sense.
I know.
O2 never happened.
Yeah. Yeah, never. And yeah, I don't actually have that many negatives. It's really hard to find negatives for this show.
Yeah, it's really straightforward is the thing.
Yeah.
They're not going out of nowhere with it. I don't know, you can do small stuff, like after they did the fusion bit, not the fusion, the prasu bit, Dokomon was app-realized without them saying anything ever again.
Yeah.
But he had to unrealize for that to happen.
Yeah.
So plot holes!
No, I think they skipped it, because would you really want to watch another 3 minutes of
No, but just cut right to the end of it and be like, I'm back.
Yeah.
Not just him walking back out like, oh yeah, we totally won, right?
Something I noticed was, I was kind of expecting Haru to be nice and give Eri the Dressmon, the chip, because she helped in that fight.
No, it's his. Actually, I guess you could... We've never seen them trade them. Like, it went into his Apple Drive.
Yeah. You can use other people's chips, but I just expected him to do the old, oh, you fought really well in this battle, here, have this chip.
And you're worried that, like, oh, she's the girl, she gets the fashion one.
No. I wanted that to happen. Oh. Because, to be fair, Dokomon did the punching.
No, he didn't.
He did the fighting.
No, the winning punch was Gatchmon.
But it was Dokomon's gloves.
Dokomon helped, right?
Yeah.
Just because he helped doesn't mean he won the fight.
Though, in the preview for the next episode, it seems that maybe...
Okay,
she gets one, maybe.
We know that she gets one.
I know, but I don't want to say it because...
We have evidence in front of us.
Yes, but I don't want...
Spoilery evidence.
Yeah, but I don't want to say it because maybe people who are listening may not watch the previews and they want to remain open, though it had that episode did come out yesterday.
If you can read any Japanese, don't read any of the posters that have all the Atmon on them.
All the cards, because that's a card and it said how to make that specific Atmon.
Yeah, it's so spoilery.
It came with my Psycho Jump. So that episode came out yesterday, but we're going to wait to the sub, which will probably be out in a few days, and then we'll cover it in a week, I guess. But yeah, it's really hard to come up with negatives because it was fine. I really enjoyed it. Any other negatives?
No, I think that's it.
Any miscellaneous bits?
Oh, maybe Eri said punch. She said explosive punch too many times.
Yeah, and when she was trying to say, oh, so it's not just my character. When she says it, it just sounds really forced. And you know what? I'm fine with that. I was worried at the start because it sounded forced. But you know what? There's a reason for it to sound forced.
Because she's an idol and it's her job.
Yeah. But yeah, I really, really like how the idol group is all based on apps. And they're led by Leviathan. We didn't even mention that.
Oh, yeah. So they're led by the L... They're part of the L group.
Which totally could not be Leviathan.
There's a big building with the Leviathan L just stamped on it. Right, I had totally forgotten about that.
They can't be evil at all.
There's no way. And there's the big American one. She's American or she's a giant?
Oh, they said American.
Oh, I didn't remember.
She looks American, but she's also... Yeah. Like, she's bigger than everyone.
She's American, so she's a head taller than everyone else.
I really like that. But the thing is, she's also, like, she looks broader.
Yeah.
Like, the Japanese girls were quite small and petite, but she was just broader. And I like that she's not just like, you cannot tell if this person, what this racist person is, you just have to take their word for it. No, she looks Western.
And there's the cute nerd with the glasses, Aris.
Yeah. Who likes the e-reader app?
Everything I like is e-readers, of course.
And she has little bunny. It's so cute.
Sorry, when you talk about the American, I always remember, like, that bit in Clan Ad where the grey-haired girl goes to America as, like, an ambassador.
Yeah.
And you hear her speech, and it's the person trying, like, speaking English. It's so bad. And what makes it bad is that everyone else in the show is like, she's so good at English, this is ridiculous.
So that's probably what I sound like when I speak in Japanese. So
no, but like...
I can't judge.
It's not like if you got up there and you said you're Japanese.
Yeah.
Everyone here would be like, oh, she's fluent, it's amazing!
I want to be fluent one day. It's a dream, right?
I guess.
Any other miscellaneous bits? Because I'm just really happy with this episode.
I'm going to sleep again.
You want to go to sleep?
Okay. I'm tired. I need that sleeping app.
Yeah, the little bunny. You totally like that app.
It's a good bun.
We didn't get any more information about the characters we saw at the end of the last episode.
We did. We got a little bit. It's on that poster. Oh, you mean not us in, personally, yeah, you mean in the show.
Yeah, I meant us as in us as viewers for this show.
Okay.
Which, yes, I have information on it that's on a poster, but I meant in the show we don't get any information about them. And except that now I know that the fish head is actually part of the weird-looking girl. But no, we didn't... We were introduced to them, and I would have liked to know more, even if it was just a 5-second clip like we got of Ray. That would have been nice. And he's, like, drinking his little energy drink. I kind of love
Is his
Ray.
His name Ray?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Wait, how do you spell it?
R-E-Y-A-I.
That's cooler than I thought. It sounds like R-A-Y.
No, it's...
That's a terrible name.
It's Ray as in zero.
What?!
Well, that's what Rei Ayanami is called. She's zero.
Oh, that's cool.
Because she's nothing.
Oh, that's awesome. This is zero. Cero miedo.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what Ray means. What about rating?
It was a 5.7.
Ouch. Really that low?
It's just not that... I don't know, it was fine. It was really formulaic, like, and just fine.
I don't think it deserves, like, a mark that low.
So it's a 6, then.
I think I'm going to give it a 7. I really liked it, but not as much as episode 3 and 4. As for my ranking... My own personal ranking, which you can you probably disagree with, goes 4, 3, 5, 1, 2.
All I know is this is the worst one.
So would you move that to the bottom and agree with the rest of my ranking?
I don't even know. I don't think so. I think we disagree.
So 4 and 3 are the best.
Honestly, I don't remember which one's which.
Four was the Halloween one.
I don't remember which one's which.
I really liked it.
Halloween one was really good, though.
That one was the one I have as best. And three is second best.
Probably up there.
Yeah, I really like the Halloween episode. I'm worried now because, like, you've liked this episode less, but you were enjoying watching it. But it's still, fun. You enjoyed it less. I'm like, what if they...
No, I enjoyed it less for reasons that are very specific, which is that it was just very straightforward. There's nothing wrong with it. The show isn't going downhill.
I just worry now. I just want you to continue enjoying it.
Well,
so
we'll see you next week.
You rated it low because it was a formula, not because it was bad, right?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was the worst one of a good show.
Which is still enjoyable, right?
Yeah.
Because I was not
bored. It was a bad episode, I'd tell you.
Because I've been bored watching episodes of Tamers.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been definitely bored watching
Especially on rewatches.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good we don't have to rewatch this. I think I'd feel way worse about the show if I had to watch it
twice. If it ever comes out in English, we will...
That means we'll have watched them all three times.
But we'll be watching it after we watch everything else. And maybe we'll even be Lost in Translation Moon at that point. I think we're going to transition to Lost in Translation Moon in probably...
Two and a half years?
Two years, I think. Because we've covered almost three in a year and a half. Because we start Frontier in, like, mid-January. You hyped for Frontier?
No.
I am.
I don't know anything about it.
You've seen the characters.
I don't think so.
It's the one with the guy, the big guy in the blue jumpsuit.
Okay, sure, whatever. I don't know anything about it.
Chubby McCutie Pie.
Okay, fine.
It's adorable. Anyway, so I think that's all our thoughts for episode 5.
Yeah, so that's me, Chubby McCutes, out.
And that's me. I will punch you into the heart.
What? No, that's not what the line is.
Diamond is not on crash. I will punch my podcast microphone into your heart.
Uppercut the microphone?
Yeah.
Give it a good old 1-2.
1-2.
The 1-2. The 1-2-3. The rope-a-dope. The haymaker.
The maymaker.
The maymaker punch.
Jesus. The haymay. The mayday. The heyday maymay. Heyday maybay.
You have to stop now.
I need to stop. Yes. And so with that, I've been told that I have to stop now. So yeah, we'll see you guys next time, probably for our next Tamers episode, and then our Aplimon episode following that.
Adios!
Oh, and quick question, are you enjoying, are you happy covering Aplimon?
It's fine, yeah.
Because I know when I first said, I want to cover Aplimon, and you were like, can we do
And then I said the words,
And yeah, you said that, you were like, can we not cover it every week, though? Can we cover it every 2 weeks?
Yeah, I know. It's fine.
So you're happy covering it?
Fine, yeah.
You can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com. Or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can also follow us on @translationmon on Twitter and on Vine. You can also find us, Lost in Translation Mon, on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will, and we'd really appreciate it if you were to review us on iTunes and or Stitcher.
We wanted to say thank you to all our lovely Patreon supporters. We got Sam Krieger, who has a podcast with Stevie called The Moncast, which is about Pokemon and Digimon alongside each other. Wuchinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/Wuchinglong. Metal Mamemon, Joe, Anime Guy, who is Anime Guy Kurosaki and the number one on YouTube, Chuckmon, Ishpobamba, Hiro Olato, who is @HiroOlato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Frost Maragic, who is @FrostMaragic on Twitter, Stephen Reeves, who is @WildWing64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast that presumably you should only listen to in the morning, and Jams and Chisai.
Alright, so I guess see you guys next time. Bye!
See you all.